They're great.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Welcome back to What's the Buzz. You may know her as Academy Award-winning actress, but today she's here to talk about a new project on the small screen.
Yep.
We're talking about the talented Holly Hunter in her new TV drama series called Saving Grace. Holly, thanks so much for joining us.
The Don and Mike Show.
Buzz. It's all about the buzz.
Right. You, me, bar, beers, buzz.
Norman!
That one's got to be erased.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
Hey, you know something? No, what? I had a dream last night about the Don and Mike Show.
Hey, you know something?
No, what?
I had a dream last night.
Hi there, Ringo.
Hi. Hi, Don and Mike.
Just want to say my dream was not like that.
Thank you. Here is Buzz Starkey with the news.
This may have been the first conversation between Leno and Letterman in years. They and Conan O'Brien have been talking behind the scenes about when and how to get their shows back on the air as the writer's strike drags on.
Suck on that, losers.
None of them wants to be the first to go back to work in spite of the strike.
Who's the boss is taped before a live studio audience.
They want to show respect to their writers, but they also have contracts to fulfill. So all three are talking about returning December 10th or perhaps December 3rd. They've been in reruns since November 5th. NBC.
From the Bob Barker studio, come on down. Let's party.
No. Wrong TV host.
Okay, I'm sorry. I thought that was Conan.
He's retired.
NBC says it will stop paying the Conan and Leno non-writing staff members around December 1st if everyone hasn't returned to work by then. Letterman, who owns his show, had planned to pay his people through the end of December. The comeback plans could change if a settlement draws near. The producers are starting to talk about restarting the negotiations.
Good. I'm only laughing because Rob is, while he's searching for David Letterman,
yes,
he keeps finding like...
Well, it was, again, a most unusual week here at Augusta.
Hey, Jim Nance.
I could listen to that every day.
Hey, guys, over the line, guys. So what do you think, Buzz?
I think
an aficionado of those guys.
I think that they will go back on the air, and it may not be necessary. In fact, they may, as I said, they'll have to push back their plans. If something happens in the next week or so that the talks start up again and it begins to look hopeful, then these guys won't be coming back on the air December 3rd,
you know,
December 10th.
I think what's happening now, and we were just talking, you know, because I'm new to the party with The Office, and we were talking about how funny it was, and mm-hmm. I think really when you... we have a short attention span, but it also takes a while. It has to impact us immediately.
Right. Right.
And I think now that people are sensing that their favorite shows are going to be impacted right
now.
No
deal, Howie!
It's no deal, Howie.
Now, Michael Cera of Superbad and Arrested Development is the guest host tomorrow on Saturday Night Live. You just won't be able to watch it at your house. You'd have to go to a theater in New York and pay admission. The proceeds go to the feeding the writers' families during the strike.
You know, I've heard this, and this one is okay, I guess. Do you have the thing about 30 Rock?
Yeah, there's a new 30 Rock Monday night at 8 in that same theater for the same reason.
Mm, okay. You know, I don't know why
it's
that...
It's kind of New York-y, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't know why that bothers
me. That's why it's the same reason it bothers
me. It's the whole, hey, we're New York, we're working actors, I'm Alec Baldwin, I am God. Okay, I got an idea. We've got this script. Let's put it on the theater. Because we're New York theater people.
Yeah, I guess they're not going to need any stagehands because they're on strike, too.
I think part of it is, especially among writers, they're having a hard time keeping their pens in their pants. In the case of the Daily Show staff, they actually set up a card table out on the sidewalk and we're doing a fake newscast, which they blog online daily.
That's New York-y, too.
You see the strikers walking in the background, and then for over-the-shoulder graphics for the anchor, it was really one of the writers, they have another guy just holding up crudely drawn placards behind him.
I'll tell you one thing, though, that I've noticed with all of the actors, all of the famous actors slash writers mm-hmm. who you occasionally see on the picket lines.
Right.
Tina Fey always manages to look spectacular.
Yes.
I mean,
I love
she's
that
hot as balls. I swear to God she is.
I felt the same way when I saw Matthew Perry on the picket line. He always looks really, really good. And he's out of work anyway, so what does he have to do?
Exactly. Now, some shows, of course, have to go on. On NBC...
Do it float?
On NBC, Matt and Meredith will host the Macy's Parade Thanksgiving morning using scab writers.
Well, now, hold
are
on.
You
no, that, I'm not
wait,
kidding.
Hold on. First off, excuse me.
So yes. Go ahead.
Why do you need a writer to say, now from Morningside, Maryland. Let's say hello to the to the Battle and Drum Corps.
Exactly. That's the kind of thing that somebody has to write. And so
that's the worst writing in television.
I know it
that's
is.
That's part
that
of
is,
the magic.
That is beyond bad writing, but it could be done by the moms that bring the band kids up to the thing.
It could be done by Matt Lauer.
Sure.
I bet they could pull the same copy from last year.
Probably.
No, I'm not lying.
You don't need writers at all. You don't need writers for that.
You're right.
All you do is, like, you get a card that has whatever the float is that's going on.
Roker needs a writer.
You know what they're talking about? Like, it was, well, here it comes around the corner. Mm-hmm. This year made out of 8,000 milk cartons.
Right.
And here they are, the Johnny Jumper Vasectomy Singers.
So when they're giving that banter that says something along the lines of, well, Santa's helpers are going to be very surprised this year as they ride atop the...
Somebody wrote that.
That crap?
Yes.
Oh,
so
my
If you think it's bad every year, wait till you hear it this year with the scab writer.
Maybe it'll be better.
I swear to God it might be better.
It's worth tuning in just to see.
My kids live for it, so I've had to watch it for six years running.
Your kids get excited about seeing the parade?
Oh, they love it.
Okay.
Julia, we videotaped it like 3 years ago, and she watched it for a year.
Are you like me? Do you pray for the balloons to go crazy?
Oh, yeah, because it's the only thing that makes it mildly interesting.
I remember a couple of years ago, big M&M.
They hit the light.
Yeah,
right?
They knocked the light. Hit the light, right?
And you know, another thing with the parade, being a bit of a parade connoisseur, I take my kids to parades.
Right.
How about some better audio for, like, when they get the bands?
Yeah, I'd like that.
So it doesn't sound like your stereo is out of sync.
It's a holiday. Nobody's really throwing themselves into their
work. You know,
one thing that
I always remember from the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade
is
that everything is lip synced.
Yeah,
yes, right.
And it's like you're
looking
at a bad Disney production where you go, and here we go to honor America. Here are the kids from the fourth grade class. And, you know, it's like watching a bad Japanese movie where, you know what I'm saying.
Bring the chocolate chip cookies because the American Dairy Farmers this year are presenting to us the fabulous... Blah, 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 blah.
And that cookie would have to be 16 feet in diameter because Cookie Monster's balloon is coming off.
What are your names?
Thank you,
Whitney,
Al.
Whitney, Jitney,
Dubya,
Incest,
Crystal Meth, International Harvester,
Birthday...
Non sequitur.
Yeah, but a good one. A group of more than 5,000 Christians is praying for the souls of celebrities who appear to be lost causes. They call themselves the Hollywood Prayer Network.
I want to pray for Leah Remini.
Yep. Now, who else do we need to pray for out there? We don't need to pray for Kevin James. He's doing fine with his movie career. Beatrice Arthur.
I want to pray for the star of Chuck.
How about the Widow Goulet?
The Widow Goulet. Yeah,
I want to pray for the new Bionic Woman.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I want to pray for carpoolers. I want to pray for cavemen.
Cavemen, yeah.
Cavemen.
Amen. And may I throw my regular prayer in for Paula Abdul. Get well.
Stay well.
Stay well.
This morning, 700 of them gathered in Beverly Hills for a prayer breakfast, these Christians who are praying for lost celebrities.
Let's get our Christ on.
A theology professor who's part of the group believes that because of the influence he feels celebrities have, praying for them might be, and I quote, more important than praying for our president. The prayers slipped a Bible to Paris Hilton earlier this month. They're trying to get one to Britney Spears. In the past, they've prayed for Robert Downey.
Leave Britney alone!
There she is. They've prayed for Robert Downey Jr. in the past, along with Robin Williams.
I pray that Paris makes another video.
Yeah, that's a good prayer. Mm-hmm. Quoting a Hollywood...
I pray Judd Nelson comes back into our lives.
How about all of the Brat Pack?
Yeah.
Mike, how about a...
Andrew McCarthy?
How about a remake of The Breakfast Club?
Oh, fantastic.
It's about time.
As they are today, all of them. Molly Ringwurm.
Right.
What's his name? Charlie Sheen's brother, Emilio Estevez.
Yeah. And
Molly Sheedy.
And Demi Moore. Well, she's doing okay.
Yeah.
Not quite, though. She's beginning. You know, they made that big deal about her looking stunning, you know, with the younger relationship. I saw a movie with her recently, and she's just okay.
You know what? That plastic surgery was good for the length of time that the Charlie's Angels movie was out,
right,
where she ran along the beach holding the surfboard.
Exactly.
Right after that movie tanked is when all of the face started to slide off as well.
Yeah, you begin to realize perhaps not great genes.
Kind of like the Nazis at the end of Raiders of the Lost Ark when they melt.
Yeah, when their faces melt.
What makes a Nazi?
It's always Nazi.
How does he get that way?
Yeah, I didn't even make that movie. I made the other one.
You're nutty Nazis.
They are funny, aren't they?
Quoting a Hollywood publicist, sanctimonious and a bit creepy, frankly. I've been to some Christian events, he says, that are every bit as discomforting as Tommy Lee at his worst. A new study from the University of Washington finds that people with a sense of moral superiority are the most likely to do
Don Geronimo.
Most likely to do unethical things.
Michael Soares.
I just killed a cat.
How about that?
That's
but
a
you're
bad
telling
thing.
Others not to.
Well, it's unethical.
That's right.
So don't do it.
And this,
don't do it.
This theory or this evidence would explain the rash of anti-gay Republican politicians who get caught being gay.
That's right. I'm gay.
No, yeah, you're not. No, no. What you're doing is
gay sex. Whoa.
You know, you're making your jokes, and you're not doing the right thing. And that's what I do. And that's why I'm the conscience of America. And we'll give you a book for your teenager for Christmas.
This University of Washington studies about him as well.
Yeah.
The study found that people who say they have the highest moral standards are most likely to behave the worst.
Don Geronimo.
Wouldn't harm a flea.
The study says this type.
Get out of my way! Ass! Ass!
The study says this type rationalizes it all through a means justifies the end mentality.
Well, I had to do it. He made me do it. What?
That's wonderful method acting right there.
You're very good.
That's terrific.
Yeah, let's give it up for that.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. No acting, Mike.
I know.
Remember, in every bit of comedy,
yes,
a bit of truth.
Grain of truth.
Comes from your scary place.
They teased it over and over for the 11 o'clock news last night.
It doesn't come from my scary place.
Oh, that's right. Well, I've never seen your really scary place.
It comes from the bad place.
Food comes from my scary place.
Thank God you've never seen mine.
Food I have eaten and digested.
And for both of us, thank double God that we've never seen his.
Rob's?
See it?
No, I don't.
It's on the internet.
Internet.
YouTube.
Internet.
Rob's anus on the internet.
Oh, they ran the promos
the anus net.
Over and over last night. What some Santas can't say this year, they said. Well, the story was in Australia, Santa Clauses were supposedly being told not to say ho, 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 because that's a derogatory term for a woman or perhaps three women.
Yep.
Anyway, these Santas were supposedly being told to say instead, ha, ha, ha.
I'm sorry I did that.
The Santas were supposedly told that ha, ha, ha is less frightening to young children than ho, ho, ho.
I'm sorry I did that.
I don't know whether I want that kid to get on my lap or not.
The important there word is supposedly.
Exactly.
They were supposedly told.
Right. And this is the story everybody was pounding last night. Most of Australia's Santas are recruited through one company, but that company is denying this story. The slang word, and here's your proof right here, the slang word ho isn't even used in Australia.
You know, kiss my bubba. Just kiss it.
This was the story News 4 was pounding all night during the NBC comedies.
Oh, God. Mm-hmm. All right.
Well, come on, they got sweeps.
You know, I watched, I think it was Fox that had a story about the field trip where they can't go to see Miracle on 34th Street. And you know what's beginning to bother me almost as much as people not letting kids go see Miracle on 34th Street is the Fox News Channel being so indignant about the school not
right.
being able to go. That's so popular right now. Hey, they're anti-Christmas. Yes, mm-hmm. It's anti. Can you believe somebody's against Santa Claus? Yeah.
Bill O'Reilly had a lot to do with that as well.
For the first time ever, I got the head.
That's Bindi the Jungle Girl.
That's Bindi Irwin.
Yeah, that's she's for Australia.
She's very young.
For Australia. Thank you, Rob. Of course, she's talking about having her dad's head on a stick.
For the first time ever, I got the head.
Why do we exploit her, mate?
Your head cold may be trying to kill you. That's our story when we continue.
All right, Buzz, thank you. And let's get a bulletin from
yes.
Webmeister Joe Ardinger. Joe?
Yes, Don.
Joe, the fire, joegibbsnow.com website. What are the current results?
An all-time high of 57% for the firing of Joe Gibbs Now.
That is beautiful, people, because Fox Sports keeps calling us. They may go with it on their Fox show this weekend.
Wow.
Starting to tip.
So keep voting.
Wow.
Keep voting. Vote early.
Vote often.
Vote often. Stand by for more with Ringo. Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
God, I want to kiss you on the mouth to stop you from saying such ridiculous things.
Right. Guess it.
Sweet peaches, what have I done?
Smells like a bunch of farts got in a fight.
Hot as balls. The Don and Mike Show.
Oh, cool and Adam.
Hi there, Buzz.
Hi, Donna Mike.
Buzzy Ringo.
You know I don't like to alarm people, but your head cold may try to kill you this year. After just toying with us since the dawn of time, the cold virus is mutating now.
And oh, come on.
Starting to kill people.
Right. Come on.
The Centers for Disease Control says it's killed 10 Americans in
Give
the past
tussin.
Year and a half.
Rub some tussin on it. That'll Put some it. Tussin on the bone, boy. That'll take care of it. You got a broken leg? Rub some tussin on it. Get it right out of the bone. More tussin. Yeah, cold's not going to kill people. The tossed salad man's going to kill people.
I will learn to
read. I'm gonna read. I'm gonna learn to read.
This mutated cold virus has tried to kill about 140 people in Texas, New York, Oregon, and Washington State.
Pour it in my
You're
hand for a dime.
Genius.
I'm sorry, I topped over the tape. Pour it in my hand for a dime.
It mainly seems to crop up in military bases and hospitals or any small group that's in constant close contact.
Hey, that's us.
It's less likely to kill you and more easily treated if you catch it early.
Constant contact. WJFK.
I feel sick.
Not me.
If this year's cold seems dramatically worse than usual, call your doctor.
Well, I did. I made an appointment for Mike today.
10:15 on the
29th. 29th, and we're all going with you, Mike. 29th. We're all going with you.
Looking forward to it.
See you there.
Okay. Get your death sentence.
Mm-hmm. That's right. All the pallbearers.
And your expensive.
You know what the scariest thing will be if we walk into the doctor. Office. Uh-huh. Paul Bear is funny. Like delayed reaction on that one. If I walk in and he sees all you guys and he says, "No, this is not funny. Just come in here for a second.
That'd be fine.
Then I'll poop."
I'm sure he has magazines.
We'll wait
magazines.
Outside.
Would we all be your pallbearers?
Huh?
I didn't ask you. You poop.
Yes, of course.
That's nice.
Right.
And we'll be there to give you support so that when you come out with the bad news, then we can, you know.
Support in the doctor's office, support for the casket.
Console you.
Carrie one time was worried because she said, after all, you guys would be my pallbearers.
I want dibs on the front left-hand side.
You know, well, no, and that great minds think alike. That would be where I'd want to be.
Want to be on the back left.
No, I want to be on the front left. I want to be by you. Would I be by your head or by your feet?
Feet
be by my head. Front left would be head.
Get me right there, front left, so I'm holding with my right arm, which is my strongest arm, and I'm also in all the photographs.
I damn near dropped my mother-in-law's casket.
It's like picking the table in the restaurant with your back to the wall.
That's right.
The Shatner table, so that you face everybody. That's I want to be the Bill Shatner at your funeral. Mm-hmm.
I was the youngest.
You said front left?
Front left. You're going to write that? Yeah. I got dibs on that.
F-L.
I'll take anything on the left.
Okay.
Because I was the youngest pallbearer at my mother-in-law's funeral.
You know what? I'm sorry. You're not going to get the left. I'm going to separate you guys at my event.
Put someone between us, but you know my right arm falls asleep.
I'm going to put you on
You're
the
gonna
right side.
You're going to end up right in a parking lot because I'm not going to be able to hold on.
You can never separate us.
I know, but you know, at least at the ceremony afterwards, you know, when you're all drinking, then you can sit together. But at least for the walk into the church.
At your mother-in-law's thing, did you really drop?
Almost, because my right arm falls asleep because I got a screwed up neck, and the old men all took by the right arm.
Mm-hmm.
And by the time I got the box from the hearse up to the hole, these are nice terms, aren't they?
Yeah,
technically.
I really had no feeling left in my hand.
Said with love.
And it was really really taxing to make sure I was holding on.
Wow. So your arms got tired.
No,
with your workout schedule,
I numb. Can't believe it.
Maybe I should step up to yours.
Hey, I work out, pal.
I know.
I work out every year.
That's right. We could work out together. We could both look at your equipment.
It's a regular routine.
Oh, go put your spaghetti on the internet.
And remember, I got to use my right arm at your funeral. That's it.
Uh-huh. Understood.
After you have that vasectomy, you won't be using that right arm for much.
That's for sure.
Your expensive ice cream is also trying to kill you. They have a $25,000 ice cream sundae at a restaurant in Manhattan called Serendipity 3. $25,000 for a sundae. It features expensive and exotic cocos, and it's sprinkled with flecks of 22-karat gold. It comes in a gold cup, and you eat it with a gold spoon, both of which you get to keep.
Wow!
But
can I have the check, please?
But
that will be $25,000.
Holy S!
And worse yet, Charlie, on Wednesday night, health officials shut down the restaurant for failing two inspections in a month.
Oh, no! I can't get my $25,000 Sunday!
Uh-huh. Both times, inspectors found mice and flies, cockroaches, and, of course, piles of mouse droppings.
Of course.
Mr. Mangorian's Wonder Emporium. It's this weekend.
Proving that all the glitters, that ain't gold.
I'm not going to see Beowulf, though.
Why, Charlie?
Because it sucks. And Fred Claus.
Speaking of funerals and such as we were, legally, for the most part, you can't just go scattering human ashes just anywhere. It's usually banned as a health code violation, but people do it because to most of us, the wishes of the departed supersede the law. On Friday, Disneyland workers in California spotted a woman sprinkling a powder-like substance into the water on the Pirates of the Caribbean ride.
Oh, God.
For safety and security reasons in these paranoid times, they shut
down.
They
had her killed.
No, they shut down the ride, though, and called the cops. It now appears to have been human ashes. I don't believe they ever caught up with the woman. It has also happened, we understand, on the Haunted Mansion and other rides at Disneyland.
That is sad.
Wouldn't that like be you're wishing that you spend eternity in hell if you say, take my ashes and spread them on Disney property?
That is some kind of pathetic.
Well, and it's a small world. People only wish they were dead. Mm-hmm. What I'm about to tell you, however, may haunt you for a very, very long time. There's a fair chance your parents want to have a threesome. A survey by
that would be very hard right now.
I understand.
Yeah,
I'm not
parents.
Speaking to you specifically. I'm speaking to the listening audience.
Say my mom would need two guys.
Mm-hmm. A survey by a MySpace-type website for people 50 and older shows that nearly 1 in 4 is open to inviting a third person into their lovemaking. 10,000 folks between 50 and 65 were surveyed. 45% say they like to have sex at least once a week. 88% said they'd like to spice things up even more.
Hell yeah.
But 44% said they spend 20 to 30 minutes per session. 24% said 30 minutes to an hour.
To have sex?
Yes.
30 minutes to an hour?
And these are the older folks.
A lot of it has to do with undoing the truss.
The truss.
And 62% say they touch themselves at least once a month.
See you at the blacksmith shop.
That's a video that I want to see.
The truss?
No.
Rob Spiewak's truss.
The touching.
Ooh.
Old people touching themselves.
Well, you used to like the magazines, right? The 50, the 50 plus.
The over 50 and over 60. God, those are.
They all had red hair.
Where
Why?
Where do you find those great pornos now? The magazine was called Over 50.
Mm-hmm.
Right? They're still out there, aren't they?
It's usually the MILF things now. That's what you get a lot of.
Yeah, but we like the ones with the hagged out women. Do you remember there was one guy in Baltimore that would go to a certain newsstand.
And he would bring us boxes of them, and some of them were previously viewed.
Wasn't Ed at City News? Wasn't that his name?
That sounds right.
God damn it, Rob. Your mind.
How does he remember that?
I swear to Christ, you don't know the name of the guy who was the star of the movie Norma Rae.
Mm-hmm. Like everyone does.
But hold on. But you do know the name of a guy that brought us over 50 porno 15 years ago.
My head is an apartment building, and there's just limited vacancy. They got to make room sometime.
We'll get a condo for Ron, what's his name?
Ron Liebman.
He's in
there now. Mm-hmm.
Ron Liebman.
But you know what? I'll have to kick out the Ed from City News if I want to learn something else. Okay. It's full.
I believe that. In Louisiana, a white state lawmaker is taking some heat for calling a black civil rights veteran Buckwheat. Buckwheat was a beloved stereotypical character in the 1940s Little Rascals. Eddie Murphy played.
Was he really?
Eddie Murphy played a grown-up version of Buckwheat on Saturday Night Live in the 80s. Talk to you later, Buckwheat, said this white Louisiana politician as she bade farewell to the woman who'd helped get black voters to the polls in a recent runoff election. Quoting NAACP chapter
this
president.
This is Robert, the angry mailman for the Dons and Mike show.
Hazel Boykin. I've never had no one talk to me that way. I consider it a racial slur. I know the meaning of it. It's just like the N-word.
I had a watermelon. I wish I had a watermelon. I wish I had a really big watermelon.
Go on.
The Democrat has apologized publicly and privately, calling her remark insensitive, and she says she did not mean to offend anyone.
I wish I had a watermelon.
I wish I had a vasectomy.
And finally, any headline involving topless Swedish babes always gets my attention. Scores of women calling themselves the Bare Breast Brigade have started swimming topless as a protest at Sweden's many public swimming pools.
Sweet peaches, what have I done?
They make a couple of good points.
Wow.
Mommy boobies.
One, that men can go topless, so it's unfair. And two, that making such a big deal out of it makes women sex objects. Quoting 21-year-old Astrid, our aim is to blah, 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 rules that sexualize and discriminate against the female body. There's a similar organization in Canada where it appears to be a little chilly.
Mm-hmm.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Honey, give me the biggest kiss you got.
Go ahead and rub it, stubby, and wish for something. What I wish for? Or anything. Go ahead and rub it. I wish I had a watermelon. I wish I had a watermelon. I wish I had a watermelon.
That's right.
I wish I had a watermelon.
Oh, I wish for something big.
I wish I had a big watermelon.
That's it.
Sorry, we're out of time.
You got to put that one in context and play it until the big watermelon comes in. Absolutely.
I wish I had a watermelon. That's it. We got to go. Have a great weekend. Safe weekend. Love you, Frito. Love you, Bart. Love you, Amy. We'll be back Monday. Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
See you, the doctor. Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Ed.
Can I get a quick shout out to a buddy of mine?
Sure.
Hi, Baron von Steinhump.
Baron von Steinhump in Beowulf.
Frank TV.
This is the Don and Mike Show.